You are tuned to KZ95, and we have been looking for the 10 most haunted places in the state of Wyoming this Halloween. And right now we're going to take you over to the Green River Library down in Green River, Wyoming. And I believe we have Mickey Gilmore. She's a circulation librarian there. You there, Mickey?
I am.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Not bad. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes this morning.
Oh, sure. You're more than welcome.
From what I've heard, the Green River Library is built on top of an old cemetery. Is that right?
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about that? How long was the cemetery there before the library was there?
It's been many years ago. It was the old city cemetery. Lots of railroad workers, the locals. I mean, this is back in the 20s and when it was around. And as time went by, there was this smallpox epidemic was always the big talk around town, and there was always fear of the smallpox resurfacing. I guess the germs can last for many, many, many years. And as time went by, after World War II, they decided to move the cemetery up the hill to what is now the Riverview Cemetery, and all the marked graves, that is anything with the headstone or marker or such, they dug up and moved those to that cemetery. Unfortunately, however, there were those that were unmarked.
So you're saying that there was still some bodies there?
Yes.
A lot of people say that this place is haunted. Have you ever noticed anything?
I have. There are those of us that have worked here. I've worked here for 14 years, and from the time I first started, I have had unexplained things happen. There are those that have worked here many years, longer than I have, and have never had anything really to speak of. So to begin with, I need to say there are those that believe and those that don't. I personally have had many experiences, and so I do believe there's something here. We've had everything from cold spots to books falling. There's a rumor that they fly through the air, but that's just a rumor that kids make up. We've had lots of voices. We can hear, like, sometimes like a man and a woman talking, and when you get to the area, you hear it, there's no one there. This has definitely been kind of interesting working, because you'll go along, and for quite a long time, nothing will happen. And I always, you know, joke, oh, they've been on vacation. But then it seems like about this time of year, we always joke for Halloween, they decide to come home. But usually when the temperature changes, and sometimes, you know, if it's stormy weather, things are a little more. So I don't know if it's something like electrical disturbances. I don't know what that is exactly, but it seems to coincide. But we do get, we've had sightings of ghosts. We've, in fact, one of the librarians here came in early one day, and from the back of the library heard what the old crinoline skirts that women would wear, the many layers that they used to wear, that's what it sounded like. We always say the swishy skirt incident, and she heard what sounded like the swishing skirts, and it came towards her, and she was standing there, and, you know, kind of unnerved her a little bit because it was coming at her, and it's almost like she scared it and it scared her. And so it backed up a ways around her, like, you know, if you saw somebody you didn't want to see, and kind of went around that person and then went off towards the front door, and then our security went off. And so something set that off, and she just knew that it was this ghost had went through is how she felt. So stuff like that.
You guys actually have a log you keep for ghost sightings and stuff like that. Can you give us maybe like the last 8 or 10 things that
sure.
odd things that might be on that ghost log that people have reported?
Sure. On the ghost log, we keep it at the front desk. It does not check out because a lot of people do ask for that. But they're welcome to come look at it in the building. We did have one incident a little while back. We had a story time for little kids, and the mom had come in with her children, and she went to the ladies' room, and she had come out of the stall, and the next stall opened up, and a little girl came out, and they both said hello to each other, and she walked up to the sink to wash her hands and turned around, and the little girl was gone. Well, you would hear the door opening if somebody left, and it dawned on her the little girl had had dark pigtails and was in kind of what she described as drab clothing. We do think that there had been an Oriental girl many, many years ago seen by several people, a ghost, and that's what we think she saw, and that's what she felt it was.
Looking down the log, what are just a couple more quick ones, okay, you see right off the bat there?
Let me see if I can get a couple real quick ones here. Computers turn themselves on and off and on and off. And no one could see any reason for it. They checked the plugs, the wiring. There was nothing. One of the coworkers heard somebody speaking in her ear. And this is something that's kind of interesting. Several of us have actually had our names whispered in our ear. I've had that. I know several others have. And that'll give you the creeps a little bit because they know your name.
So there has been a lot of stuff there.
There has. And like I say, there's those that have worked here for a long time, have never had anything. And then there's those of us that have been here and had many things. So, you know, the verdict's still out. We have had, by the way, three groups actually. Some local guys in the 90s came through and did a ghost hunt. One of the guys that actually works for the library system does ghost hunting on the side with some friends, and they did a ghost hunt. And also a group called AAPI from Denver came in, a professional group came and walked through the library and did a ghost hunt. And so we have had a few. They all have felt there was something, but they never, none of them got enough proof to say definitively it's haunted. But they all felt something was going on.
And again, we've been talking with Mickey Gilmore. She's the circulation librarian down at the Sweetwater County Library, which is in Green River. She works at the Green River one. And I guess thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning, Mickey.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy Halloween.